first quarter. It is Novell 6, Vanex 0. Vanex facing a fourth down and 13 to go inside Novell's 30-yard line to start the second quarter.
Yeah, a long ways to go on fourth down. You got the intermission to talk about it. The issue is to see what Coach Dewar dials up here on fourth and long. They have a potent enough offense with the spread to get a first down. Something that is almost not worth it here, so we'll see if he draws up a pass play of some kind.
In the shotgun with the number 14 to his left. In the pass, that's left with some fly. This was short as he was hit as he tried to pass it. And this one also defeats his intended receiver, and it's a turnover of downs. First and 10 to 4, the Duval Panthers at their own 29-yard line.
Well, sometimes you want to use the pass rush against the defense, and that time I like the rollout to the left, which has a left-handed quarterback. That is absolutely perfect. The coverage, though, was pretty good. It bought McVay some time to scan the field. Clark Brady was the guy he was looking for. He was a little covered, so McVay had to pump fake a little bit, and that's all the time that 71 and company needed for Novell to get in and cause some havoc for us in the incompletion. So Novell's offense now comes back onto the field.
First and 10 from their own 29-yard line. The white flag, the same Novell Panthers, moving right to left across your radio. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Louis is in shotgun with the running back to your side room. And also a second option comes right, running to his left. That's number 16, Justin Kaligowski. Just across the 30-yard line, out to the 31-yard line. Brought down by number 15, Jake Collins, from the guard position for the Hatchets, 5'9", 150-pound junior. Second down, 8 yards to go.
Yeah, Kaligowski, he runs tough for the Panthers. As he battles for a couple of yards, he was hit at the line of scrimmage by a bad axe defensive lineman before a great Collins comes in and officially makes the tackle. Nothing crazy there, just a straight handoff from that shotgun formation to Kaligowski. Goes for a very short gain.
8 yards to go for a first down. That's at the 39-yard line. Man in motion to the right. That makes the trips right. Looney passing to his right. And this one's underthrown. His receiver on the far sideline has to jump back forward. And it falls incomplete. And that was Jacob Gray. Decent coverage from the Hatchets on second down. Sets up third down. 8 yards to go. 11:03 left in the second quarter.
And time again, Vadex with decent coverage in the pass play. Not fooled by the play action. Ryan Wainer in coverage there, had him covered step for step. The quarterback wanted the receiver to stop his route and turn around, and so that's why he threw it behind him, and the receiver and quarterback not on the same page. The pass ball is incomplete.
As a handoff right to guns, number 16, Justin Kaligowski, and he is stopped right at the line of scrimmage at the 31-yard line. No gain in play. Now fourth down, 8 yards to go. Stopped by Ryan Horsey.
A very conservative play call for a Novell team that plays runs out of their shotgun, out of their spread formation. A very simple handoff right up the middle. Bad Axe's defensive line does a nice job of stuffing a very short game, and Novell seems pretty content with putting the football away here on fourth down.
Doing the playing views is number 16, Justin Kaligowski. And going to the rugby style punts, bounces at the 36-yard line and takes a huge Novell bounce inside the 20 down to the 17-yard line, where it is finally down by the special teams of the Panthers. And the Bannocks is going to have a long field to work with, first and 10 from their own 17-yard line with 10 minutes, 16 seconds before halftime.
That's some miscommunication there between the two special teamers back for Bannocks. One's on each side of the field trying to, you know, take away those angled punts. And instead, it was punt right down the middle of the field, and both special team returner looked at each other, wasn't sure who was going to take it. The ball goes flying between them and turns into a long punt, which totally flips the field on Bad Axe. The defense of Bad Axe spent a marvelous job outside of that one drive. And it's too bad because that special team's kick flips the field. It should have been probably a 20 yards better a field for this Bad Axe offense.
First and 10 from the 17-yard line. It's a handoff to Oleski up the middle. His first set of the original last scrimmage down to the 20-yard line. Somehow for Ryan Oleski, being just 6 foot and 175 pounds, somehow pushes forward with three red jerseys on him, 4 more yards forward. Second down and 6 to go, brought down by Matthew Sullivan.
He runs with a head of steam, very powerful. He goes to south, straight ahead runner, and he puts the hitting on one of the Novell defensive linemen and goes forward for those 3 or 4 yards. Number 60, Matthew Sullivan, the victim there as he has to make the tackle on Husky.
Okay. Passes to his left and screen pass and leaves his receiver a bit much, which is Clark Brady. Falls incomplete, looks at one finger about it, falls incomplete, third down, 6 to go.
Again, just not quite on the same page. Clark Brady turns to his receiver in that screen pass, shows his number, and McVay is kind of leading him up the field a little bit with those throws and just outside of the reach and can't seem to connect to get a big play.
That is needing a conversion on third down. 6 yards to go. First down marker is at the 27-yard line. Third and 6, spread formation for the Hatchets. And going to the reverse, and Novell sits it out from the beginning. They get it to their slot receiver, Clark Brady, and he stops getting it in the backfield for a loss of 5 yards. Fourth down, 11 yards to go now for the Hatchets deep in their own territory.
And Novell bringing a ton of pressure right up the middle, and that is completely throwing off the Badacks offense that scored so many points last week. So now they're trying to find plays that they can get outside of the pocket to try and get something going and get a big play, but nothing's been able to work so far.
Ryan Gillespie with the punt gets out to the 40-yard line, where it's down by blue jerseys. So the field is split to Novell with a short field to work with. They're going to put it down to the 39-yard line, first and 10.
Yeah, neither offense can seem to get a first down here, and it's only a matter of time before one of these offenses is going to hit a big play and kicks a little momentum. For Badax to say, let's hope it's not Novell right here on this drive.
So another 3 down for the Hatchets.
There's no flag on the play. No flag.
And thank you for that. No flag on the play. 8:56 left before halftime. Novell 6, Badax nothing. Both offenses very stagnant at the moment. Novell has a total of 68 yards of offense. For the Badax Hatchets, well, sandwich better, they have 37 yards. So between the two teams, 105 yards we played, roughly 16 minutes of play.
I think Badax's game last week, I think they had that many points at this time, let alone yards. So that tells you a little different game. Both teams, again, we knew we were going to strive on defense to try and slow down offenses and give their offenses other opportunities. But so far, not much going on the other side of the ball either.
And new quarterback in there, St. Hossman, hands it off to number 16, that'll be Kalikowski. He gets out to the 39-yard line for a gain of 1 before he's knocked down by number 62, Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, from the line of Badax, 6 foot 200-pound junior.
Yeah, so Tate Hosbeck, more of your traditional quarterback. You like to see, we're going to assume he is the passer of the group. He stands, again, 6'3", 200 pounds. He is a junior and underclassman, so getting some important experience here in this game.
Trips to the right, one to the left, and it's a quarterback keeper. That's number 7, Tate Hosbeck. He's out for the running, had the first down. He's down to the 20 for the 15, still at his feet at the 10, and finally forced out of bounds. But they're going to say he scored. Touchdown, Novell, as Tate Hosbeck breaks down for 38 yards for the score, and suddenly Novell with a 2-touchdown lead.
There's that big play we were talking about. One of these defenses we're going to break, and in this case it happens to be the Hatchets. They go to a read option. They bring in a bigger quarterback, one that seems like he's going to be able to throw the ball a little better. They run the read option. The entire defense collapses on the running back, which has been Kolakowski all night, and Hosbeck sees the opening to the left, keeps it himself, and finds the sideline, tight walks that sideline into the end zone. And Clark, you know, this looks like the extra point team coming out.
The PAT team is out there, number 10, Blake Drumheller, the kicker, awaiting the snap. Good snap, the ball kick is up, and it is the extra point is good. It is Novell 13, Badax nothing. WLW Sports Network, 8:17 before halftime.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage.